ॐ ध्यायामोदप्लावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We saw previously Arjuna asking the question of which is greater, which will lead to moksha, whether karma or jnanam. And he said that he is confused about it. So now Krishna enters into answering Arjuna's question as to which one is greater. So even as most of the answers of Krishna, like there are very few questions of Arjuna that has been answered by Krishna directly, because most of the questions or most of the doubts are not real doubts, are only doubts arising out of misconcepts or misunderstanding of the concepts of Vedanta. So therefore Krishna here also explains or answers Arjuna's question not as Arjuna wanted it, but saying that Arjuna has got it wrong. So Krishna is clarifying, Krishna is clearing Arjuna's doubt by re-emphasizing the truth, re-emphasizing the concepts of Vedanta. So Krishna starts by giving a very important shloka as to two ways of living, which is generally known as two paths or two margas, are there for people, all people in the world, like irrespective of whether a person is a sannyasi or a grihastha, everyone has only two paths in front of him. And those two paths or two different ways will definitely lead him to realization. There is no doubt in that, or there is no question whether a person will realize if he follows any of these two. But other than these two, like these two are not really paths, but these two are attitudes or ways of living. So if the attitude is not there, so the action, whatever action a person does, that will still lead him to sorrow. That's what Krishna starts in the third shloka. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha.
Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha.
Lokesmin Dvividha Nishtha.
Pura Prokta Mayanaga.
Pura Prokta Mayanaga.
Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam.
Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam.
Karma Yogena Yoginam.
Karma Yogena Yoginam.
Yeah, so Loke Asmin, Loke Asmin Loke, in this world, Dvividha Nishtha, two types of Nishtha, two types of actions itself. We can say Nishtha can be interpreted as action as well, or like Marga or attitude. So it's not the action, but it is kind of attitude. So the right meaning here, or the best meaning, is attitude. Pura Prokta. Pura means very long ago or very early, like in the beginning of creation or something like that. We can say Prokta has been said, Maya, by me, Anagha, O Arjuna, O sinless, like I, in this world there are two Nishtas, thus I have spoken about it long ago. And what are those? Jnana Yogena Sankhyanam. Sankhyanam Jnana Yogena. Sankhyanam Jnana Yogam. For Sankhya, for people in the Jnana Marga, for people who have gained real knowledge, who have intellectual conviction, for them Jnana Yoga, for them following Jnanam. And Karma Yogena Yoginam. So Yoginam, for people who haven't gained that intellectual conviction, therefore who have to enter into karma yoga, who have to still do karma yoga, who still have attachment, who still have desires left, for them karma yoga. Thus I have proclaimed it. So here yoginam doesn't mean the yogi that Krishna speaks about in the second chapter as well as in the sixth chapter and all. It's not that yogi. It's not a yogi who has samadarshanam. This is a, like, since he says karma yogena yoginam, therefore that means that here yoga means like people who are attached to karma, people who have some intellectual conviction but still they have to do karma. They are prone to doing karma, such people. Similarly, sankhyas are people like who are in the jnana marga. Yogis are people who are in the karma marga. Sankhyas are people who are in the jnana marga. So that is how we need to interpret it in this particular sloka. So here, like, so Krishna is indirectly telling Arjuna, oh Arjuna, these two nishtas, both of these nishtas will lead you to realization. So your question of which one is greater is invalid. It is depending on the intellectual, depending on the intellect of the person that these two ways of living, these two attitudes have been proclaimed, or these two margas itself, we can say, have been proclaimed. So marga, when we interpret this as marga, then that means the right attitude also should be there in the marga, else it ceases to be a marga. So Shankara interprets jnana yogam here as paramahamsa parivrajakanam. So people who have like Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthanam. So people who have like Vedantic knowledge is very clear in their intellect, and who are parivrajakas, means sannyasis. That's how Shankara interprets, but we don't need to interpret or like go to that extent. The important fact is people who are intellect, like it's these two ways or these two paths. Remember, like whenever we say this as a path, whenever we say these are two paths, immediately we should understand that when we say it is path, it means the necessary attitude is also already there. It's like telling you have to go in a particular road, you have to go into a freeway, you have to drive in a freeway. If you have to drive in a freeway, automatically the speed limits are imposed. You don't need to say that, okay, you should drive in at this speed. It's automatically there in the road. If it is a freeway, 65 miles per hour. If it is an internal road, 25 miles per hour. It's internally known. Like, you don't need to say to a person, you are driving in this freeway, you should ensure that you drive at 65 miles per hour. We don't need to tell, because it's automatically there. So if you take this path, if you take this highway, then this is the speed limit. If you take this highway, then this is the speed limit. We don't need to tell, because it's already there. It's implicit in the particular path. Similarly, so if we interpret these two as like considering or remembering Ishavasya Upanishad, where the first shloka and the second shloka speaks about Nivritti Margam and Pravritti Margam, that is very equivalent of the same as here Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga. So when we say this as a margam, automatically attitude comes. So what is Jnana Yogam? What is Karma Yogam? So Jnana Yogam is when a person is completely convinced of the truth, convinced of the fact and the truth that there is no karma. So here, like, Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga is with respect to karma. That's what Arjuna is asking. So with respect to karma, Jnana Yogi, a person who has his intellect, a strong intellect, he automatically knows there is no karma. Therefore, automatically he is the akarta. He is the akarta, he is the abhokta. So he is automatically away from karma. He is a sakshi. He already has a sakshi bhavam. That is Jnana Yoga. That is the marga of Jnana Yogam. Through his own effort or through offering to Ishvara, whatever it is, but still he is a sakshi. Whereas Karma Yoga, in the Karma Yoga, a person still has responsibilities, a person has duties, a person has desires. Therefore, he cannot follow Sakshi Bhavam. He cannot implement Sakshi Bhavam. Hence, what he does is he offers everything to Ishvara. So he offers everything to Ishvara, thereby indirectly following Jnana Yoga. He is not following Jnana Yoga directly, but he has some desires. Therefore he says, "Oh Ishvara, I am offering this to you. I am offering my desires as well to you. Fulfill my desires." So that means we can consider Karma Yogis as people like who have, people are Artha and Artha Arthi, whereas Jnana Yogi is a person who is a Jnani or a advanced Jidnyasu. That's how we can interpret this. So Jnana Yoga is when a person has, is a Sakshi, is completely devoid of any desires. He is able to follow, Vedanta, implement Vedanta by himself. Whereas a person who is a yogi, who is in the karma, who is doing karma yoga, he cannot follow the path by himself. Therefore, he creates a Ishvara and says, "I have these many desires, so let me offer it," and then continue. So this is also like, this becomes very clear, like we can understand this very clear if we find out as to how Grihastha Ashrama and Sannyasa Ashrama, both of that came, that distinction came. So Kanchi Mahapiriyal, he says that if a person, like once a person completes Brahmacharya Avastha, then it is entirely up to him to choose whether to follow take Grihastha Ashrama or whether to take Sannyasa Ashrama. So Paramatma says that a person who follows Sannyasa Ashrama after Brahmacharya Avastha, he is called a Nitya Sannyasi, an eternal celibate. That's how Paramatma says, following Krishna in Uddhava Gita. But Kanchi Mahapiriyal says there is only one criteria to decide, or like one factor that alone decides whether a person has to follow Grihastha Ashrama or Sannyasa Ashrama. The factor is, do you still have desires left? It doesn't matter how many desires, but do you have desires left? If desires are left in the mind, then a person has to follow Grihastha Ashrama. He has to follow Grihastha Ashrama if he has desires left. We can also say if he has desires left, like any desires or sexual desires or desire of emotional support, we can say that as well. But if desires are there, such a person should enter into Grihastha Ashrama and slowly offer everything to Ishvara, slowly gain the mental strength, gain the intellectual conviction, and then he will be able to take Sannyasa Ashrama. So that means person does pravritti. So pravritti, he follows the pravritti margam, he follows the karma yoga, and slowly his mind gets purified because he is doing nishkama karmam, he is doing more. Though he had kama, he has kama, he converts them to nishkama karmam by offering everything to Ishvara, and slowly his mind gets purified, and then he becomes eligible for nivritti margam or jnana yogam. So generally people consider pravritti and nivritti, or pravritti margam, nivritti margam, as just like grihastham and sannyasam. So even a sannyasi can be a greater grihastha ashrami or internally in his mind than a worldly person, because if we are attached to things, that is what is called grihastha. So grihastha, grihastha, stha means tiyate. So griham, grihastiyate, or grihena, or griham, in the house. I don't know, the grihastiyate, we can say, I think saptami vibhakti. So a person who is situated in his house, a person who is attached to his house, he is called a grihastha. That means any person who has attachment to anything, he automatically becomes a grihastha. Whereas a sannyasi is one who has renounced everything, he doesn't have anything. Each and every moment he is living as a sakshi. He has no desires. He has no attachment. He is devoid of all those things. Whereas a grihastha ashrami is there. That means this is not exactly, we don't need to think that grihastha and sannyasa or pravritti and nivritti is only for external grihastha ashrami and external sannyasi. It's not that way. It's all internal in the mind. So a person who is able to renounce everything, Like Janaka, though he is a grihastashrama or he is in the grihastashrama, still he is a sannyasi. Krishna, who had thousands of wives, still he is a sannyasi. He was a sannyasi because he was not attached to it. So that's the reason why Krishna here doesn't use the word marga. He says nishta. So that means attitude. So it's not external exactly, but attitude. But if we say the path, it means automatically attitude comes. So there is no fault in saying that pravritti margam and nivritti margam. So pravritti will automatically lead us to nivritti. Nivritti will give us moksha. So there is no question of either one will lead me to moksha. Both jnana and karma will lead us to moksha. One will directly lead us to moksha. One will indirectly lead us to moksha. What is important is not whether we are following jnana marga or nivritti marga or pravritti marga. We are following the nishta of jnana, jnana yogam or karma yogam. But what is important is we are following it rightly. Following it in the right sense, or following it with the right attitude. That is more important. In jnana yoga, person who is in jnana yoga or nivritti marga, he considers everything as Ishvara. Aisha vasim idam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat. Whatever is there in the entire world, he considers it as Ishvara. Tena tyaktena bunjitaha. He renounces everything by offering it to Ishvara. Offers it to Ishvara. Oh Ishvara, you are giving me. So he renounces everything and then enjoys. That means we can say he renounces Namarupam. He enjoys Brahman. He enjoys only Brahman. So that is Nivritti Margam. Pravritti Margam is what? Kurvanneve karmani jiji vishe chatam samaha evam twain anyate ato na karma lipyate nare. So karma, go on doing karma, but offering it to Ishvara. Ishvara arpitam naichaya kratam chitta shodakam mukti sadakam. So that is karma yoga. Karma yoga is when a person offers to Ishvara. He has desires, therefore he has to follow karma yoga. But slowly he gets away from karma. And so that is the important point here. So it's not important whether a person is externally renouncing actions or externally following, externally in the grihastha, or externally is a grihastha or a sannyasi, but what really matters is whether he has the right attitude. Whether he has the attitude that is essential for karma yoga, whether he has the attitude essential for jnana yoga. If we can gain any of those, then automatically we will realize. So there is no question, it is beyond doubt that if a person has the right attitude, either of these, it doesn't matter whether we are in the pravritti margam or nivritti margam, if we follow it rightly, we will definitely realize. So that is what Krishna said, or Krishna clearly, or not clearly exactly, but we can say indirectly mentions here. That means there are two nishtas. So both of them will lead. So karma and jnana will lead to moksha if there is yoga in it. That means karma yoga. It's not just doing karma, but it has to be converted to karma yoga. Karma yoga is Ishvara arpitam naichaya kratam. Jnana yoga is not just learning more and more, not just having knowledge about the scriptures, not knowing what the scriptures say, but implementing it. Being a sakshi, renouncing everything and always situated in Brahman. So that is jnana yoga. So if there is yoga in jnana and karma, both will lead us to moksha. If there is no yoga in both of them, then both will not lead us to moksha. Neither will lead us to moksha. Both of them will only lead us to more and more sorrow in the world. We'll continue with Krishna's explanation in the next day. Hari Om.